And one other thing I like very much about these two different worlds. Like you said before, we have the world if Chess and Moth are lonely on the road or if they are together. And on the other side, we have the world of Chess and Moth at home, which is for Moth really another world. We see him with other clothes, the hair straight up and all strict around, and Chess with him, with her father, which is not really a good relationship. But this was seen shoot later, or?
Yes, this was something that we actually shot when we went back in March of 2010. So this was shot, you know, however, what is that, 8 months later or something like this, you know, from when we shot the original. Basically, when the two of them are together, they're in this world that almost feels like it's just like this childlike, fantastic world, you know. But we realize that this world is very much for them their real world. This is really their the world where they actually feel at home is with each other. When they're at their own homes, they are very alienated. You know, as you had mentioned, Moss lives with his grandparents, and when he's there, the scene that is in the movie, they are having dinner. Maybe they're just back from Sunday night or Wednesday night church service, and he's wearing a button-up shirt, and his hair is combed over to the side, and it's kept very clean. His grandparents, he does not relate to them at all, you know. They don't even speak while they're there. They have this very, very cold and boring dinner together where he just clearly does not connect with them, and he feels very isolated. Likewise, Jess, when she is at home with her dad, she lives with her dad now after her mother kind of, you know, abandoned her many years ago. And they live in, you know, a worse environment. She's eating the TV dinner of macaroni and cheese, and he's drinking. He's an alcoholic a little bit, and he's very mean, and he's getting ready to go out to the bar, and he yells at her kind of. But again, they just don't relate to one another. They don't have a good relationship, you know. And it's through seeing them at their homes and seeing how isolated they are and how, you know, for two people who they are so close together and they try to hold on to this idea of family, that their great-grandmother's house, and think about their family, with their own families, they don't relate whatsoever, you know. So you really get the sense that all they have in the world that means anything to either of them is each other. So that's why it's so heartbreaking when you realize that they're not going to be able to be together forever, because it was just never in the cards for them. You know, this was inevitable that they were going to go their own separate ways. I mean, they're second cousins and she's 6 years older than him, and it just makes sense that they would go and do their own lives. But still, we see that they are so alone outside of this relationship that we know that it's going to be very hard for them, you know. And that was very important to get across.
Okay, so let's come to an end. Chess and Moss is going to be shown on Thursday in Berlin. It's going to be screened for 3 times. What's going to happen with the movie after that screenings?
Well, I guess the future is still a bit uncertain for us. We're still going to continue to go to many international film festivals. As you mentioned before, we premiered at Sundance last month, which was amazing. That was our very first screening ever. We finished the movie right before it premiered in Sundance, like 2 days before. So this has been our second film festival here in Berlin. And after this, I believe we're going to be screening in the Hong Kong Film Festival, which happens at the end of March and the very beginning of April. And then I think we're also going to screen in Nashville, Tennessee, which is where many of our crew and cast are from, and some of our family. So we should have a very, that will be very fun. There will be a lot of us there, and it'll be kind of like a homecoming for us. That's the festival where our short screened last year, and we had a great reception there. So we're very excited to go back to Nashville and have that as almost like a homecoming for us. But after that, we don't know. We have a sales agent in place here who is trying to sell the movie at the market internationally. So hopefully, you know, he will sell the movie to several different territories in South America and Asia and Europe. You know, and all around the world. Also, we have a domestic sales agent who's trying to get some kind of a release plan for the United States and Canada as well. So hopefully they will both be successful and the movie will find a home. I believe that it will. And I think we have the right people in place. And the response we've been getting, even though the movie is not a standard movie, it's not something that has a built-in market. When people see the movie, they've been responding so well that we really think that it should have a home somewhere, and we think that it will. So hopefully, you know, it'll have a very long life. But, you know, we're just at the beginning now, so it's very unknown and it's exciting.
So what's your next role? What's your next movie?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my next movie is. I would like to continue doing independent films, small, even art films, and playing, just expanding my horizons and playing multiple different roles and characters, and just continue to explore and have fun while I do it, and yeah, so hopefully some cool new movie in the future for me. Yeah.
The second Juliette Lewis.
Okay. Yeah, something like that.
Maybe. Is there a website where we can find Jess and Moss?
Yes. If you go to jessandmoss.com, all one word, jessandmoss.com, and that's our website. We're always updating it, but you know, from there you can link to our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page as well. So, and hopefully soon enough we'll have, you know, a Twitter account. Right now we don't, just a website and Facebook page. But you can read the press there, you know, from Hollywood Reporter or Variety or Screen International. We've had some reviews, so we have a press page that we're always updating, and you can read about the filmmakers and about the cast and see some still images and also see the teaser. So there's a lot to see there. But yeah, please check it out, jessandmoss.com.
Thank you for the interview. It was a great experience, a great pleasure to meet you here.
Cool. Thank you very much. Thanks.